ultra-diffuse galaxies as extreme star-forming environments too, star formation and pressure balance in high-rich UDGs, by Aaron Kato Fong et al. In addition to occupying the extreme, diffuse tail of the dwarf galaxy population, ultra-diffuse galaxies, UDGs, are themselves a key laboratory in which to study star formation in extreme low-density environments. In the second paper of this series, we compare the spatially resolved star formation activity of 22 high-selected UDGs and 21, normal, dwarf galaxies within 120 MPC to predictions within the pressure-regulated, feedback-modulated, PRFM, theory of star formation. To do so, we employ a joint SED fitting method that allows us to estimate star formation rate and stellar mass surface density from UV optical imaging. We find that the PRFM framework extends successfully to the UDG regime, although the UDGs in our sample show unusually low star formation rate surface densities given their high content. This low star formation efficiency can be naturally explained by the diffuse structure of the UDGs. In fact, when cast in the PRFM framework, the relationship between midplane pressure and star formation in the UDG sample is in good agreement not only with the normal dwarf reference sample, but also with measurements from more massive galaxies. Our results suggest that despite their low star formation efficiencies, the high-rich UDGs need not be forming stars in an exotic manner. We also find that the UDGs are likely H2 poor compared even to the overall dwarf population. This was ultra-diffuse galaxies as extreme star-forming environments too, star formation and pressure balance in high-rich UDGs, by Aaron Kato Fong et al.